Congratulations to Dwayne Brown. He was voted the recipient of the Ed Block Courage Award by his teammates. I don't think anybody's more deserving of that this year. The award recognizes extra efforts both on and off the field for their ability to overcome adversity, and Dwayne is one of the unquestioned leaders of this team, and he came back from a very difficult injury, and he's playing at a high level. So, again, congratulations to Dwayne on that award, and open it up to questions.
Bill, what is something you saw in Clowney during his rehab from microfracture surgery that made you think he might be able to get to where he is right now?
Well, I mean, there was there were a lot of things that I saw that he rehabbed the correct way. You know, that rehab from that surgery is very difficult. It's very intricate. You have to, for the first several weeks, you have to keep the knee elevated. There's different stages to the rehab. I thought he, along with our training staff, adhered to those instructions and did a good job. And then when he came back, he was moving around pretty good. So, I know he had some other things injury-wise going on since then, but as it relates to that surgery, I think he did all the right things.
What did you think when you saw he'd made the Pro Bowl?
I was happy for him. I think that's a heck of an accomplishment for him. He played good football for us this year, and he needs to continue to play good football here at the end of the regular season because we need him. I thought there were a lot of guys on our team that were deserving of the Pro Bowl, and so I was happy for all the guys that made it as alternates also, and hopefully the more we win, the more we get guys in the Pro Bowl.
Have you thought yet about if Tennessee beats Jacksonville, then your game won't mean anything in a playoff race, but how you might handle that?
Say that again, John.
If Tennessee beats Jacksonville, whether you win or lose, you still got to beat Tennessee.
Right.
Have you thought about how you might handle that?
I think that every time you take the field, you're out there to win. I don't think that obviously the scenario that you just talked about, we don't even think about that. We're really just really focused on the Bengals. It's a very short week, and we're just looking to the challenge of the Bengals. They're a very challenging team. They do a lot of things well, and it's going to be a tough game. So, I think anytime you line up and play, you play to win.
What did you see from Tom in practice today? What are some of the opportunities now that he has a chance to be part of a game plan, and what do you hope for from him this week?
Yeah, I thought he had a good day. He completed the ball. Wednesdays are tough, especially on a short week. We pile a lot into Wednesdays, first, second, third down today. Tomorrow we'll pile a lot more. So installation was heavy today, extra meetings, things like that. I thought he handled it pretty well. It wasn't perfect. He got a lot of reps today, which always helps, I think. I think our scout teams did a good job, both sides of the ball and on special teams. So it was a good energetic practice.
How much did you guys, when Clowney was going through that rehab, have to make sure, if he was doing everything right physically, that he didn't get down mentally during that long process?
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, that would be something that you'd have to ask him. I think that obviously his family probably helped. I think his teammates helped him. Guys that have been through those types of things, that definitely helped. We definitely encouraged him when we saw him. I'm sure Mike Vrabel had a big part in it. But I think, most of the credit goes to JD that he was able to come back from that and play at a good level.
What improvement have you seen from Tom from that game he played his rookie season to what he did on Sunday?
It's not even close. I think he took advantage of his year last year when he was on injured reserve. He prepped every week like he was really a part of the game plan, like he was going to play even though he was on injured reserve. I think he really did a good job of that. When he was able to get back to throwing, he did a lot of those things on his own, worked on footwork. He's a much improved player relative to that time when he played as a rookie. He's had a lot of preseason snaps. So, the key is that he's got to keep improving every day. Can't take a step back. He's got to go out here tomorrow and just take it day by day, snap by snap, and try to get better.
Bill, you had a lot of different personnel in the secondary this year. John Butler coaches those guys, and they're ranked second in the NFL in pass defense. Your thoughts on the job he's done with those guys?
Excellent coach. John Butler's an excellent coach. John Butler, in my opinion, is destined for great things in this profession. I think he'll be a coordinator someday. I think he'll be a head football coach somewhere someday. Did a great job for us at Penn State, and he's done an excellent job for us here. As guys really rely on him, He's a very energetic guy. He brings a lot of energy every day. He's a very smart guy, very quick-minded guy, very detail-oriented, works very hard, in here early, stays late. Great family guy, father and husband, so he does a great job all the way around.
Bill, the knowledge of the offense and getting into the right plays didn't seem to be an issue for Brock. Tom, having been here for 3 years with you and George, do you anticipate similarly he understands the offense, he knows what to get into, things like that?
Yeah, he definitely understands our offense. I think the key is with anybody as you go from week to week is how does our offensive game plan relate to what the defense is doing? And this is a very different defense than what we played in Jacksonville. This is Paul Gunther. This is a whole different deal, and that's going to be the key. It's not necessarily – you know, the knowledge of our offense. I mean, he's got that down. You know, he knows our offense. It's how do those plays apply to Cincinnati's defense? And Cincinnati's very difficult, especially in situational football, third down, short yardage, red area. They pose a lot of issues schematically, and so it's going to be a big challenge for all of us.
How much do you think that just playing is how you figure out if you've got it, if you know how to read them versus you know you can do it in the film room?
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. I mean, I don't think there's any substitute for experience. We're trying to give him as much as we can in practice. Obviously, he got a good experience last week playing in a tough football game where we were down and we had to come back in the game. So I think that experience helps him. I think he's a confident guy. I think he has good poise. He's the same guy every day. Like I said the other day, he's got good personality for the spot that he's in right now. And, we're all looking forward to seeing him play and take advantage of his opportunity.
And like you're saying, he's been the same guy this week as well, even as the starter.
Yeah, he's got a good personality. You know, you got to give credit to his family. You know, I know, his wife I met his dad and his brother a few years ago. They were thinking about transferring to Penn State, you know, when I was the head football coach there. So met them there. They're good family. I think he's got a lot of, you know, positive traits when it comes to poise and being a consistent person.
You know, sometimes backup quarterbacks know their place to be seen and not heard. And then when they're elevated, they kind of bloom. Is Tom, in this short period since you named him the starter, have you seen him bloom behind the scenes, maybe meetings, quarterback meetings, anything?
Yeah, no, I think, to Wex, I mean, I think he's the same guy. I mean, I think he's a very studious guy. He's not a real loud guy. You know, I think he's confident in his own abilities. He's a good communicator with his teammates. His teammates have a lot of respect for him. They've seen how hard he's worked to wait to get this opportunity. You know, he's done a lot of different things. He's come back from injury. He's worked hard in the weight room. He's worked hard at our offense, so I don't think he's done anything to necessarily, you know, bloom. I think he's just been the same guy.
With the exception of Lamar, you had a lot of guys come back to practice, including John Simon, Whitney Mercer. Just your thoughts on that kind of boost you could get at outside linebacker with those guys, and how is Lamar doing?
Yeah, there's no substitute for, having as healthy of a team as you can possibly have, you know, not including, obviously, all those guys that are on IR. You know, we got a bunch of guys on IR, but I'm talking about right now, with our 53-man roster, it's, as we head into this game, it's fairly healthy. And it's still day-to-day with some of those guys, especially Lamar. I would say it's definitely day-to-day. He's working hard to get back. He's a very tough guy. He's a pro. And he'll do everything he can to be able to play on Saturday night.